It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is responding to declining walleye populations with a proposal to more quickly limit fishing on specific lakes.
Walleye are one of the most sought-after fish for recreational anglers in the upper Midwest. Years of research show populations declining by half or more in some Wisconsin lakes.
If that bag limit rule change is approved, anglers could be limited to one walleye per day on lakes where populations are struggling.
They would also be barred from keeping fish between 22 and 28 inches when walleye are most likely to spawn or reproduce.
Zach Feiner is a research scientist at the UW-Madison's Center for Limnology. Zach, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Let's start with this proposed change on how limits are put in. Now, it's not that there have never been walleye bag limits on lakes or that this will instantly create new ones. This has a lot to do with response time and flexibility, as I understand it, Zach. What would change under this proposal?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the way we currently implement regulations at the DNR is a really long process. It takes 2 or 3 years. We do kind of public input and we try and make sure everything kind of makes sense for how we put in the regulation. What we realize is that that is just too long of a period of time when we see declines in walleye populations or populations that are struggling. And this is a possible change to allow us to just more rapidly go through that process and implement more restrictive regulations where we think they can help the struggling walleye population.
And what evidence do we look at to say this lake is struggling? What kind of walleye measurement, what kind of numbers do we look at and say, okay, yes, this lake needs more stringent bag limits?
Yeah, so the DNR goes out and monitors walleye populations every year on a subset of lakes. And what we're looking at are two things, really. One is the adult population. So we'll go out and do netting in the spring and try and find out essentially kind of how many adults are in that population to get a sense of the overall abundance of walleye. And then the other thing we look at is recruitment. And when I say recruitment, that's the number of young fish that are produced by that population. And we'll actually go out in the fall and do electrofishing surveys where we can kind of collect these young walleye. They're maybe 4 to 6 inches long. And we'll see how many of those are out there. And what we kind of use those as an indicator. And when we see populations where the adult abundance is declining over time, or especially when we see populations where that recruitment, the number of young fish has declined, or in some cases we'll catch no young fish, that really suggests that something is going wrong there. And that's where we might have some threshold where if we don't see enough young fish over a number of years, or if we see declines in the adult population over a number of years, that could trigger the DNR to put in this kind of emergency rule to really restrict harvest and try and allow that population to rebuild itself.
How common a problem is this in Wisconsin where lakes, walleye populations are getting into this danger zone?
It is less common than you think. I mean, overall, as you kind of mentioned at the top of the segment here, walleye populations are declining, especially in the ceded territory, which is about the northern third of Wisconsin. It's where most of our lakes are. But where these really critical declines are occurring are really only in a handful of lakes. Right now, we actually have similar regulations, kind of rehabilitation regulations on about 5 or 6 lakes. There might be another 5 to 10 where this type of regulation could be implemented because of these really big declines. But overall, there are also a lot of other lakes, you know, especially large lakes, lakes with riverine connections, the rivers themselves where walleye are doing quite well. So this is really allowing us to respond rapidly on that small number of lakes where we do see kind of dramatic declines in walleye.
We're talking about walleye fishing limits proposed in the state as the population declines, especially in some, as we just heard, particular lakes. Zach Feiner with us from the UW-Madison Center for Limnology. Let's first look at some big picture reasons for this decline. Now, Zach, you've looked in particular at climate change and how it can impact lakes and the walleye populations. What do we see there?
Yeah, so walleye are a cool water fish. And when I say that, I mean that they prefer cool water. They need kind of cool water as habitat. So just like people like to be kind of at room temperature, walleye like to be at kind of cooler water temperatures. So with climate change, especially in smaller lakes that are less resilient to climate change, as the lake warms up, those water temperatures warm up and they're just losing cool water habitat for walleye. Another thing that I've studied quite a bit is changes in the springtime. So as the climate warms, we get less predictable spring conditions. So we might have a really early spring one year, followed by a really late spring. when the ice melts is really important for triggering walleye spawning. And that can actually kind of mess up that sequence of events in the spring. And that seems to lead to a lack of reproductive success, a lack of those young fish as well. And then another thing we kind of think about, in addition to these effects, are possible interactions with warm water species. So I'm talking about like bass, bluegill, crappie, other fish that are important fisheries in the state. But as the water warms, you could see this kind of shifting balance between losing kind of walleye and other cool water species and having more of those warm water species. That can kind of change the overall look of your fish community. So those are the kind of climate change impacts we're thinking about. And as I mentioned, in large lakes that are really deep, you might have kind of cool water refuges. So those seem more resilient to climate change. But in small lakes where you don't have those refuges that are more susceptible to warming, that's where we tend to see walleye being less resilient to climate change. And that might be places where we are more likely to see declines in walleye populations.
Okay, so smaller lakes are the ones that we tend to be worried about right now. Are there geographical concentrations? Are they more southern located, or are there regional problem areas?
Yeah, a lot of what we're thinking about with these rules are focused in the ceded territory of Wisconsin. So that's like the northern third of the state. It includes most of the lakes in Wisconsin. It also includes most of those small lakes that we're thinking about. So there's, you know, walleye populations all across the state, of course, but a lot of the kind of the focus here is going to be on the ceded territory, where you have these populations that are declining in these small lakes, just because that's kind of where they tend to be geographically.
Now, climate change, one concern, there was a 2019 study looking at close to 200 lakes in northern Wisconsin, raised concerns about overfishing. What do you see when it comes to current bag limits on a lot of our lakes, and whether or not that's a factor in the decline of walleye in some of these critical lakes?
Right. So we talk a lot about climate change. It's hard to control climate change at the local level, right? So one thing we can control is harvest. And overfishing and fishery walleye harvest in general is a really important potential factor in these walleye declines. So that paper you mentioned found that overall walleye productivity has declined. So that might be due to things like climate change reducing the number of offspring. And that means you can't continue fishing that population at the same kind of intensity as you previously were able to, right? You're just kind of removing too many fish and that population isn't rebuilding itself as quickly. So that means that even if we haven't really changed fishing pressure, the walleye population is just less resilient to it. There's also a more recent study that looked at kind of how fishing versus climate change affected the overall population abundance of a number of species, including walleye. And what that study found is that fishing actually kind of outpaced the effects of climate change most often. So fisheries harvest is a very important component of trends in walleye populations. In some ways, that's actually useful for us because fishing harvest is what we can control with these regulations more effectively. So it does give us a kind of tool to use to try and kind of reduce harvest and allow some of these populations to rebuild themselves before we kind of think about what the kind of proper exploitation or a proper harvest rate should be moving forward based on the conditions in the ground, based on how that walleye population seems to be functioning in a new climate or with kind of changes in habitat.
Zach, when I hear about threatened fish species in Wisconsin lakes, my mind often goes to invasive species and the impact they can have. Is that part of the story here, or is that not affecting walleye?
That certainly can be. So we have a few different invasive species we're concerned about in inland lakes. For one would be spiny water flea, Bithotrephes. So it's a invasive zooplankton. It's actually a predatory zooplankton, so it eats other zooplankton that can be important food sources for fish. Another one would be a Great Lakes thing, but they've actually invaded into inland waters, and they're great filterers of water. So they're these mussels that sit on the bottom, but they're filtering plankton out of the water. So they actually increase your water clarity often, but they're kind of removing your lower end of your food web. And there has been research that shows that the invasions of those two species can be factors leading to declines in walleye because you're losing that kind of food support, those food resources, especially for young walleye. When they're first hatching, they're eating zooplankton. And if you don't have those zooplankton resources around, they don't survive. So thinking about invasive species, trying to prevent further spread of those invasive species can be a really important piece. And particularly in the kind of places where walleye may already be struggling, you really want to make sure you're not moving species around cleaning off your boat when you're going between from lake to lake, that kind of thing, to make sure you're maintaining the resilience of those populations.
And on a practical level, for that person who might fish in one lake one weekend and another lake in another, there may be different rules, right? And bag limits. How can that fisher make sure they're observing the right rules in the right lake?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the I think great things about the way we manage walleye is it can be fairly bespoke. Like we're very responsive to how that walleye population is doing in terms of their abundance or their recruitment. In some places, that means you actually have allow even more harvest because that walleye population seems to be able to withstand it. In other places, you have to restrict harvest because the walleye population seems to be less resilient. And that is, I think, a great way to do it because you're actually kind of then being much more responsive to conditions on the ground. But that does add more complexity to the regulations. So that means, go into that regs book or go online and make sure you're checking your regulations and following the regulations. In a lot of lakes, you're also going to have that sign right at the boat ramp, right, where it can kind of tell you what you can keep and how big they have to be. So check your local listings before you go fishing to make sure you're kind of following the rules. But know that those regulations vary that way because they're responding to what that walleye population looks like in that particular lake.
And very briefly, Zach, for those of us who don't fish but do eat, are there ways we can limit our impact if we want that walleye for our fish fry?
Yeah, the Wisconsin fish fry is a tradition, right? It's important to have walleye around to be a part of that. I think ways you can do, follow the regulations is a big one. We're managing, trying to manage harvest in a responsible way. Even if you, and I think the other thing is a lot of people don't even necessarily take all that they have to, right? Just take what you need and think about kind of being conscious about the resource, making sure you're leaving some for tomorrow or for the next generation. That kind of a more conscious consumption can be a really valuable kind of behavioral check on how much you're harvesting and how much walleye we're taking out.
Zach, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's Zach Finer, research scientist at the UW-Madison Center for Limnology, looking at a proposal to allow the DNR to more quickly put in bag limits on walleye in Wisconsin lakes.